CBS News Brief. Former President Trump's preparing to celebrate a Super Tuesday sweep tonight in Florida. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
Tonight, Donald Trump will be holding a watch party at his home in Mar-a-Lago. The Trump campaign is expecting a full sweep of all 15 states that Republicans are competing in today.
Nikki Haley's calendar is clear today. She'll watch returns from South Carolina. President Biden may not have Democratic competition, but many voters are protesting his stance on Israel's war and voting undecided. Political expert Yousef Chouhoud.
You really can't ignore the mobilizing power behind what's going on in Gaza right now.
Biden instead focused on slashing credit card late fees today.
They're padding their profit margins and charging hardworking Americans more than a cumulative effort number, $14 billion in 2022. With the announcement of this new rule, late fees are now going down to $8.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 1,400 pages of newly released documents show how two lawyers from Wisconsin tried to overturn President Biden's 2020 victory in the state. James Troupas and Kenneth Chesbrough turned over the records yesterday to settle a lawsuit. The papers show how they put together slates of fake electors in Wisconsin and six other battleground states. Today is Super Tuesday. Voters in 15 states and American Samoa should put President Biden and Donald Trump closer to their party's nominations. Biden surrogate Malcolm Kenyatta tells WISN-TV's Up Front he's not concerned the president is losing in battleground states.
Whether it's Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania, you know, these are states that have always been close.
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states expected to decide the winner in November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Endometriosis is an often misunderstood condition that affects millions of women worldwide. March is Endometriosis Awareness Month. Dr. Joelle Wendland is a board-certified gynecologist with Aspirus Health.
The most common way that endometriosis presents is just with really painful periods. Sometimes women start out having okay periods. Sometimes they start out really terrible from the first period.
According to the National Institutes of Health, endometriosis accounts for about 70% of cases of pelvic pain in women.
Women can also experience pain outside of the period, so just chronic pelvic pain.
Treatment options vary, but should start with a visit to your gynecologist. Early diagnosis and intervention can make a significant difference in managing the condition and improving your quality of life. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Huge win at home for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers 113-106 at Fiserv Forum, and they did it without Giannis or Chris Middleton, both out with injuries. The Bucks were down by 13 but made changes on defense. Doc Rivers.
We went zone a lot in the second half. We switched everything. You know, maybe their timing was off because of the zone. I thought it did help. Sure. And then I thought our execution offensively was unbelievable down the stretch. We got the ball. When they trapped, we moved the ball. We kept the game simple.
College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 after losing to Creighton. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked number 6 just a month ago. They host Rutgers Thursday. Are they concerned?
No, because this league is hard. This is one of the better teams in the country. You know, we got enough that we have to continue to try to get better at that'll help us going forward. So right now, it's all about Rutgers and getting ready for that.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. Our high 51 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 15 today. Clear tonight. We'll drop to 25 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds in the afternoon. 52 for a high by Thursday. Mostly cloudy with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in. And one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner, three. Got it again!
Wednesday on Matt Nair on Air, State Representative Francesca Hong joins us to talk all things politics, along with her love of tater tots, and we learn about the March of Dimes, March for Change. Join us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 5th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're to welcome in our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. We'll have Baxter and Carly joining us. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, in the studio, we have some members from the Nakusa High School musical play coming up that we are going to be talking about, Honk, a Ugly Duckling of a Musical. This is premiering Friday, March 15th. We've got the cast members with us. We have the assistant director with us. I'm going to point to you guys, let you introduce yourselves so the audience can put a voice to the name. I will start and put you on the spot first. I mean, ask the first question to. I'm joking, Jenny. We have assistant director Jenny. Ooh, Jenny, you got a last name like I do. How do you say that one?
Gildensoff.
Okay, Jenny Gildensoff with us, assistant director with us. Jenny, thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us. We're really excited. We got two kids that were here last year, so they were excited to come back, and then two that are new. So
I love it. Love seeing new faces as much as familiar faces, so it's great to see you guys again. Let's go ahead and go right down the line here and let you introduce yourselves, and please say your name and your character's name.
Hi, my name is Ashlyn Wilcox. I play the characters Grace, Dot, and the character Lobut, who is a hen.
Thanks for being here, Ashlyn. That's awesome. And go ahead.
My name is Milena. I play Mother Swan, Snowy, Maureen, and Queenie.
Excellent. Thank you for being here, Milena. Appreciate it. And?
My name is Michelle Shannon, and I play Ida, so the mom.
Excellent. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate you being here.
My name is Andrew Bedell, and I play Drake and Pinkfoot.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Andrew. Appreciate it. Really appreciate you guys being here. I want to go ahead and get into a little bit about what the play is first, if you don't mind, Jenny. And we can give just kind of a Cliff Notes version. We don't want to give too much away or anything. But Honk, a Ugly Duckling of a Musical. I love this right away. I'll be honest, I haven't read this play, but I already love it.
Yeah, so Honk is the story of the Ugly Duckling. So, it is the classic story of the Ugly Duckling, but I would say it adds so much humor. And when I say humor, this is a great show for young kids, but really for adults too. Mr. Seiple, my fellow director, and I, we sit and laugh at the jokes in this musical. And sometimes our kids look at us like, what's going on? Yeah. I'm like, well, it's just better for us. But yeah. young kids, we're having Humpke come next week, our elementary school, to see it. It's really a story about ugly and learning that not only is it okay to be different, but it's really a wonderful thing to be different. So he goes on a whole journey, a hilarious journey, really, through time to figure out, you know, he gets separated from his family and he has to really decide, you know, what do I want for me and is it really okay to be different? The kids have had a great time with it, really making it their own. It's not a really well-known musical. Mm-hmm. It's not done very often. I know in our area about 20 years ago, I remember going to see it at Assumption, and it was a fantastic show. So we wanted to bring it to Nakusa because we wanted an opportunity to have the success we've had in the past with like Little Mermaid, of getting kids through the door because they just love it. I know that some of our actors here remember coming to see musicals we did years ago, like Seussical, where they were like, wow, I remember that and I wanted to be a part of that someday. Mm-hmm. So that's how we really get the kids to keep coming back, wanting to be part of that show.
Fantastic. It's awesome. I love to hear the attention to detail you guys have, you and your fellow director there. I'm sorry, what was the name again?
Mr. Seiple.
Mr. Seiple. I want to send a shout out to Mr. Seiple and the good work he's doing, too. The selection of a play can be really important on this level. You mentioned getting kids engaged and getting them to want to try out and everything. Not everybody always pays attention to that stuff, though. I appreciate that you guys do, and it's about them first and a message as well. You know, it's funny, not to age you here and make you as old as me, but growing up, we in our generations, the Ugly Duckling story was one we heard all the time.
Absolutely.
I find it cool how we kind of reimagine these stories to get to younger audiences or to just tell them a little bit differently, and this story kind of does that.
Absolutely. I mean, I know when we bring our kids from the elementary over, they're going to be familiar with the story, but there are, you know, other kind of little side stories added in there. I mean, Ugly, of course, has a little crush on another swan, things like that. But, you know, that humor piece, like, it's going to be there for sure for the adults, but it really is a show that anyone can bring their kids to and feel comfortable. Like, it's totally appropriate for them. It's funny. It's cute. It's big and flashy and colorful because we have an awesome set designer and costume designer as well. So it's totally a show for the whole family. And I think people really enjoy it.
And I should mention, too, great acoustics in that theater. I've always wanted to perform on that stage. It's great acoustics, great stage to be able to perform.
Yeah, we're very, very lucky to have the facility we do. We really appreciate the school district and the high school for, you know, giving us a great facility, but then just every year sponsoring this musical because, you know, they're not inexpensive to do. And they let us do one every year. They really give us, you know, the creative side to decide what's going to work for us. And they just mostly want the community to get in there and enjoy this. So we really appreciate it a lot.
And I want to ask you guys a little bit about your characters, but I should let the audience know we're actually going to get some scenes in today, and I am so excited about that. I just want to do that, actually. I want to spend the next 20 minutes just letting you guys act out the play, but I got a job to do, so I'll ask you questions first. And Ashlyn, I'll start with you, and we'll work our way down the line here. Introduce yourself again with your character name, if you don't mind, and then if you could tell us a little bit about the character.
So my name is Ashlyn. I play three different characters, but by far my favorite character that I play is Lobut the Hen. She's this kind of sassy domestic hen who lives with her friend, partner, Queenie, in a house, and they meet Ugly along his journey, and they kind of teach him about being different. Like, it's kind of like one of the big stepping stones of the thing, of the whole musical. And so Loba is a really fun character. She's just so unbelievably snarky, and her name is named because of her low butt. She's got a big bustle that I wear on the back of my costume, and it's really, really funny. But I really enjoy playing her because of her personality and because she is such a comic character, and she's so unique throughout the entire musical. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's great to hear, Ashlyn. It's great to hear. Melania. Did I get that right?
Melena.
Jeez. On the third try, I'll get it. Just give me a couple more tries. I'm bad at names. I apologize. Melania, tell us. I did it again. Tell us about your character a little bit.
So I actually play four characters. One of them is Queenie, who, as Ashlyn mentioned, is like Lil Butt's housemate. They live together, and she's pretty sassy too. They're just a sassy pair. lots of banter between those two. And another one of my characters is Maureen, and she's actually the best friend of Ida in the musical. Ida is Ugly's mom. So I really enjoy getting to do that role because I get to sing with Ida, and there's just a lot of, like, we're, like, those characters are very close, and it's just a lot of fun for me because I am in, out of character, also very close with Michelle, who plays Ida, so.
Very cool. Thank you for that. Michelle.
Okay, so my name's Michelle. I play Ida. So Ida, she's Ugly Duckling's mom. She's very, like everyone else in the duckyard is very, like, he's different, so he's not good. And she's very, he's different, and that makes him good. Like, it just makes him, like, someone that is to be loved. So, yeah, and it's just really fun to play the character. Yeah. She's very sassy. She doesn't take anything from her husband, nothing.
Nice. Very cool. Thank you for that. Yeah. Andrew, how about you?
My name is Andrew, and I play Drake, who is the father of Ugly, the husband of Ida. And my role is kind of like a stereotypical like sitcom, like deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
I've kind of tried to go with like a Homer Simpson type with it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how well I'm doing, but...
Andrew, I have no doubt you're doing well. I should journalistically mention that I am the biggest Simpsons fan on the planet, so I love hearing that you're embodying the Homer Simpson there. That's fantastic. And a good note, a good character to kind of build off of. That's good. Have you been enjoying it?
Yeah, I have been. This is my first year doing anything like this, so I was very skeptical going into it. But I guess the bond that I've created with everybody has been, like, my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people in the musical that I probably wouldn't have gotten to know and have been close with if it weren't for a musical like Milena and Ashlyn. So.
Right on. And I appreciate you sharing that, man. You actually set me up perfectly. My next question before we get to some of the play reading is your experience before. And so you say you haven't done anything. What made you want to do this play? What made you want to act?
The biggest reason I wanted to act is to just do something different and get out of my comfort zone.
Right on.
I've always enjoyed it, but I've never really been like open about it because like kind of like my friend group and stuff have been like, you know, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I figured I wanted to, you know, do something that I never would have done even like 3 years ago, because growing up I always had really bad stage fright. Like whenever we did like the elementary Christmas concerts, I would always have to sit by Santa because I was scared. And
I get that. Yeah. And thanks for sharing that, man. I appreciate that. I think one of the bravest things a human being can do is getting out of their comfort zone, is trying new things. And it's so easy to just kind of do the same old, that you at your age are realizing that. That's awesome, man. That's all. Very good on you for doing that. Michelle, I know that you've acted before. But what got you to want to act? What got you to want to be on stage?
Well, I didn't do it my freshman year. It was COVID, so there was a lot of different, like, just aspects that made it, like, so I just wanted to watch. And I watched it, and, like, I watched, like Ms. G said, I watched them, like, before. Like, I watched when they did Seussical, I watched when they did Disco Inferno. I watched all that, and I thought it was really cool, and I just wanted to be a part of that. So.
Right on. Mel. No, I'm just kidding. Melania. Melania.
Melina.
Meluno. No? Melizzy? No. How about for you?
For me, I've always, like, been big into singing, and musicals are kind of another way for me to explore, like, range and singing in different scenarios and that kind of stuff. And my older sister also did a lot of musicals and plays. She was a big actor, big singer. So she's definitely one of the reasons I got into acting more, because, like I said, I was always big into singing, but acting I was kind of iffy. But she really just encouraged me and told me to get involved with that kind of stuff. And I turned out liking it a lot more than I thought I would. And I've been doing, like, plays and stuff since middle school now, and I really like musicals because it combines singing and acting.
Right on. Yeah, that's very true. And thank you for sharing that and being such a good sport. Appreciate you. You can mess up my name all you want. Ashlyn, how about for you? And I know that you've got some previous experience and everything.
Yes, this is my third musical I've done at the high school. But I got into acting my freshman year mostly because I had a lot of friends who wanted to do it. Michelle, she's been my friend since we were teeny tiny, and she did it, and so I wanted to join her. But mostly because I really like the aspect of being able to perform and sing. I'm a big singer as well, like Milena, but I wanted to be able to make people happy by watching that. And, like, especially, like, my family, a bunch of my family has been to musicals. My older brother was the lead in the Nikuzov High School Musical way back 20 some years ago, and so I really wanted to perform for them, to be able to, like, make them happy and, like, have them enjoy just a moment where I can, like, be a part of that. So I wanted to be a part of something bigger to give people that sense of, like, this is awesome.
We're speaking with the students and assistant director of the next high school music, Nikusa High School Musical, Honk, A Ugly Duckling of a Musical. We're going to have some play reading in just a moment here. But Jenny, One of the things that I get from these kids, and I pick up right away from this, I teach acting and improv on the side here and everything, and one of the things that I note from that is we get a lot of people that come in that want to be the next great actor, next great stand-up comedian, but a lot of what we get are like attorneys, doctors, different people that come in that want to build their social skills, want to be able to talk to people a little bit better and everything. You guys are doing something right now that your future selves are going to be so thankful for. Whether you never act again a day in your lives, the confidence, the speaking in front of others, the things that you get from this, I promise you, you're going to take with you whatever field you go into. So I admire that so much. Not everybody can do what you guys are doing, and I appreciate that. And when it comes to encouraging and supporting that confidence, Jenny, do you consider that just as important as them learning their lines?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can speak for myself. I was never in a musical or a play, and it is one of the biggest regrets of my whole life. Like, and I tell the kids that all the time because I was just too scared to put myself out there or to fail or to feel like I wasn't good enough. And one thing I love about the musical is we're very inclusive. Like, we will find a spot for you. Like, if you don't want to sing, and necessarily, like, you don't want a solo, whatever, generally we will find a spot in the chorus or we'll find a place where you can shine still on stage. And a lot of kids start off there. Like, they are too afraid, but then they do it once and they think, you know what, maybe I can really do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, our Ugly Duckling this year, Caden, mm-hmm. he was in our musical last year. He was an eighth grader. He was in the background, played a couple little parts. And then this year in his audition, he just went for it and said, you know what, I think I can just put myself out there and try.
I love that.
And he did, and it was awesome. And, you know, everybody is just where they should be in this cast. It's perfect. But I always tell the kids, you know, we'll get there. Mm-hmm. You will get better. You will improve. But the best part is, for me, is seeing them get their moment at the end. Like, I'm not, I'll hide
at that last
one because I'm like, I don't want the attention. But I love seeing all the kids on stage getting the applause and the attention because they work so, so, so hard for weeks and weeks and even longer for this. So we get kids every year who ultimately come back because they took just that little tiny step and they realize, man, I think I can really do this. And they just get that confidence, and then they build those relationships with each other, and they all encourage each other. I mean, it's a great little family, you know, that we get by the end.
Yeah, thank you for that, Jenny. We're going to actually have the kids read a little bit from the, we're going to have a little script reading here from the kids, and want to get out of the way and let you guys do that. Now with readings from the musical Honk, a Ugly Duckling of a Musical, some of the Nacoosa High School players.
Okay, so this is right after our opening number. And this is just the dialogue that opens it. Okay. Drake! Drake! It's no good paddling away, I've seen you. And it doesn't do for a duck to look sheepish. It confuses the other animals.
How's it going, Ida? You still sitting? I don't know, it's all right for some.
Well, if you like the sound of it so much, why don't you take a turn on the nest? And wipe your webs. I just did the floor this morning.
Oh, Ida, I'd love to have a crack at sitting on the eggs for a bit, but you look so comfortable up there, it seems a shame to disturb you.
Huh. And what about that extension you promised to build on the nest? It's going to be very cramped when the little ones arrive, especially with that one big egg in the clutch. Goodness knows what size that chick's going to be.
You know, I reckon that might be a turkey's egg.
Oh, Drake.
Had the same problem with my ex.
Here we go.
We had a whole pack of troubles with the young ones, I tell you. They're afraid of the water. She had me running up and down the bank shouting, KFC! And they still wouldn't go in.
Drake, how would a turkey's egg get to be in my nest? Must be your side of the family.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see who he takes after, won't we, dear?
Yes, dear.
Anyways, must fly. I promised the rooster that I'd help him count his chickens. Shall I see you back here?
Well, where else do you suppose I'm going to be?
Nicely done, nicely done. Bravo. Well done, you guys. Nicely done.
So this is the scene, one of the dialogue parts that opens the second act, which is where we first get introduced to Queenie and Lobot. So
we're gonna have Andrew read for Ugly.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because unfortunately, Ugly's not with us right now.
Ah, okay. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that.
So, but what do you do here all day?
Well, we sit and chat and we sit and chat and... Oh, sometimes I'll arch my back and let sparks fly from my fur.
And then we sit and chat. And sometimes I will lay an egg.
And is that it?
What else is there for civilized folk to do?
Well,
what do you do?
Well, my absolute favorite thing is swimming. It's so wonderful letting the water close over your head as you plunge right down to the bottom.
Lobot knows all about plunging down at the bottom, don't you, dear?
Come on, I'll show you.
Swimming in the autumn. I don't ever think I've heard such a crazy notion before.
Well, you could use the exercise, dear. Think of your thigh meat. She's got drumsticks like an ostrich.
Well, you haven't exactly been a slave to your step aerobics. It's as much as you can do to get your flap open.
Gracious, Lobot, you're missing your TV program. Chop, chop. She loves watching her antique show.
Where's the remote?
You're sitting on it.
Nicely done. Nice. Bravo, bravo.
And now you guys have a singing piece. Are you going to do for us? All right. Lynch, are you all set? If you need a second, please go ahead and take a second there.
Yeah,
go for it. Yeah, I don't know how to top that. I don't know where to go from there. That is amazing, you guys. You so, Jenny, it's not fair that I've been acting my whole life and these guys like are running circles around me with their talent already. Please,
oh my God. It's unbelievable. Like the things these kids can do with just their little tiny time on this earth. I mean, it just blows me away. I could only pray for talent like that.
I cannot tell you how blown away I am by all four of you guys. And I imagine you have an amazing cast with you. We want to send a shout out to all your fellow castmates and all the people working behind the scenes and that. And I'm sure you might have some other thank yous you want to get out there. Is there anybody else that you want to make sure to thank?
Yeah, so it is Mrs. Severson, who is our absolutely amazing, wondrous costume designer. It is her last year. She is going to be leaving us after this year's musical, so we just wanted to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for everything that she's ever done with us and everything she's ever had to go through, all the stress of having to make dozens upon dozens, probably hundreds of costumes now, and the amount of just time and effort she makes into it, making them absolutely spectacular. We just wanted to thank her so much for everything she's ever done for us.
It's people like her that keep his theater alive.
Oh, absolutely.
And we send a real special shout out to her. Thank you for that. That's very nice. Thank you, all four of you. Jenny, for joining us. Really enjoyed this. This was a really fun time for me. I don't feel like I should have been paid for this. I should have just been able to enjoy this. I had the best seat in the house. Well, you guys got to get your seat to see the Ugly Honk and Ugly Duckling of a Musical. This premieres Friday, March 15th at 7. They'll have a show on Saturday at 2 and at 7. So you got a matinee you can also get tickets for as well. Get those tickets at showtix4u.com. That's showtix4u.com. Or you can get them right at the Nakusa High School office over at 500 Cedar Street in beautiful Nakusa. You guys break a leg, have a great run, enjoy yourselves, and thank you again for the time.
Thank you.
Will and more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Playmakers sponsored by Wham Incorporated. Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham! Incorporated is there with super speed, and there's no need to thank them because it's all in a day's work. Wham! Incorporated, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Saving the day one order at a time.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Recent rainy weather has somewhat lowered the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says most of the state's midsection is at a low level of danger, while southern and eastern Wisconsin are still at high risk. 138 wildfires have burned about 300 acres of land in Wisconsin already this year. March is National Reading Month. Wisconsin librarians say kids read books if they like the topics and the formats, like graphic novels for preteens.
It is a lot of dialogue. Sometimes there's some context, you know, paragraphs and stuff in there, but it gives kids that visual, and sometimes they need that to keep going.
Blaze Burton works at the Mercer Library. He says kids respond better when teachers and parents take an informal approach. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Big Decision Scholarship is back this year. This $5,000 scholarship from Midstate is open to 2024 high school seniors who aren't sure what they want to do after graduation. To be eligible, applicants must be graduating high school in 2024 and admitted to Midstate. Funding for the scholarship is provided by the Midstate Technical College Foundation, Incorporated. The deadline to apply is Wednesday, April 17th. You can find out more at mstc.edu. Drivers need to turn on their headlights this time of year. The Wisconsin DOT is reminding drivers that when daylight saving time begins in March, we get more daylight hours. However, this time of year also brings changing weather conditions, so it's important to remember the correct use of headlights. Many vehicles have automatic settings, but those aren't always reliable. You may have to turn your headlights on manually at dusk and in adverse weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election. Year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A huge win at home for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers 113-106 at Fiserv Forum, and they did it without Giannis or Chris Middleton, both out with injuries. The Bucks were down by 13 but made changes on defense. Doc Rivers.
We went zone a lot in the second half. We switched everything. You know, maybe their timing was off because of the zone. I thought it did help. For sure. And then I thought our execution offensively was unbelievable down the stretch. We got the ball. When they trapped, we moved the ball. We kept the game simple.
College basketball, Marquette drops to number 8 in the AP Top 25 after losing to Creighton. The Badgers did not receive a single vote after being ranked number 6th just a month ago. They host Rutgers Thursday. Are they concerned?
No, because this league is hard. This is one of the better teams in the country. You know, we got enough that we have to continue to try to get better at that'll help us going forward. So right now it's all about about Rutgers and getting ready for that.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be sunny and warmer today. Our high 51 this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 15 today. Clear tonight. We'll drop to 25 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds in the afternoon. 52 for a high by Thursday. Mostly cloudy with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work. But it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Tree. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this March 5th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and welcoming into the studio our good friends from the Southwood County YMCA. I want to welcome in Carly Redmeister, Member Engagement Director. Carly, did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
I did. Oh, God. Pam, write that down. thanks for being here, Carly.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. And Baxter Art, Sports and Camp Director. Baxter, good to see you.
Good to see you, James.
Appreciate you guys being here right away. Thank you both for to you and your team and all you do for our community. We really appreciate all the work that you guys put into this, and especially all the work you do with our kids. Thank you so much for all you guys put into this. And I want to actually start off about the, you know, those kids and others in membership. Mm-hmm. And start right there. You got something really fun going on membership-wise right now.
Yeah, we have a big promotion happening all the month of March. So in March, we are waiving the joiner fee and any fees that may come up in March. So your first month is completely free as long as you've been inactive for 6 months and you're willing to commit for 6 months.
Right on.
So this is one of our biggest promotions that we've done in a while. So again, waiving that joiner fee, which can be up to $60, and any prorated fees for March.
Mm-hmm. I certainly want to help you guys sell this, so I don't want to hurt that or anything, but mm-hmm. I do want to compliment the Y, because from the day this door's opened, the Y has worked to get people and more people into the Y.
Mm-hmm.
We got a beautiful building over there. We got a great spot in Port Edwards. We've got some really good locations and some really good areas. That building, you look at that building, you go, oh, we got to keep the lights on for it. That's not the way the Y approaches it. The Y approaches it, we got to get our community involved. We have to bring people in. We want to bring more people in. It's a community hub. It's it brings so many things and so many people together. And one of the most beautiful things I think that the Y does is work with communities, work with families. What is your budget? What can you afford? How can we get you into the building?
Absolutely.
It's just, in this day and age, I can't think of 5-10 businesses off my top of my head or nonprofits that are able to do something like that. Really appreciate you paying attention to the community, you guys caring about something like that. And this membership program is a great incentive, a great way to get people. Maybe, you know, if you've been on the fence about it, or as you say there in the notes about it, maybe you haven't been to the Y in a while. Maybe you came out and right, you know, you were using it a lot, and then, you know, holidays happen or something along those lines.
Absolutely.
It's a great opportunity to get back in there.
Absolutely. We do have a lot of seniors or other people who have been away for the winter who are coming back, who are excited about this promotion to get back into the Y, to start walking when it's raining or sleeting like it was yesterday, but to have that place to go when the weather isn't so nice.
And one of the other things that I think of too with something like that is I've been working out since I was a little kid, but I'll be honest, just between the three of us, I'm not the most consistent at it. Sometimes I take breaks, sometimes I'm not always at it, and you know, it can get on you. It can mess with your confidence about these things, or even just your own, you know, kind of self-worth, if you will. One of the ways to build that back is a Y membership. And it's not that it's not something I'm saying just because I got you guys in the building here and stuff. It's something I can say because I've done myself. Mm-hmm. It's one of those ways of kind of building that back up. A lot of people out there have issues with confidence or self-worth. Just having a Y membership, just doing that right there is a great first step, let alone the things that you can do and build at the Y. There's so many advantages to it. The communication, running into people that you don't always get to, the connections that you make.
Oh yeah, even if you don't know people, they'll introduce themselves right away at our coffee lounge area when you walk in the door. The group of members that we have are so welcoming, and they want to get to know you and make sure that you're okay and you know where things are. They're like our little greeters that know more about the Y sometimes than what we do, it feels like.
We're going to talk more about membership, you know, at other times and everything, and certainly be bringing it up on our morning shows. There is a think of this too, everybody. In the 20 some minutes we have with these guys, we're not even going to come close to covering everything the Y offers.
Absolutely.
There's so many things that are going on over there. And to that point, no matter what age you are, what your interests are, the Y's got something for you.
Or we want to, so let us know.
Nice. Nicely done, Carly.
Thank
you. Yes, absolutely, yes. Reach out to the Y with ideas. Certainly, they're a great, very encouraging for that. But do want to remind you to bookmark the webpage, SWYMCA.org, SWYMCA.org, to find out more information, and we'll reference that again a little bit later. When it comes to memberships and finding out more about that, Carly, is there anywhere we can direct them? The website the best place?
Yeah, the website's the best place, or stopping in and getting kind of your feet wet in the situation is a great start. You can set up a tour that second with any one of us there, and we'd be happy to show you around. And sometimes that's all you need once you see it.
Oh, yeah. I have a hard time believing you get people in that building and they don't sign up. Yeah, that's a good point. Appreciate that, Carly.
Thanks.
We're going to talk to you a little bit more in just a little bit about this Easter egg swim. I cannot wait to talk about that.
Yeah.
I've been really looking forward to talking with you again, Baxter. Appreciate the work that you put into our the local sports, our youth sports, and that. And if you don't mind, I'd like to start with youth sports with you.
Sure, I'd love to talk about youth sports. We are in the middle of our Winter 2 session, and registration is open for our spring session of youth sports. We are offering pickleball at two different levels, outdoor soccer, dodgeball, and then for the micros, the 3 to 5-year-olds, we have indoor soccer. That's a lot of fun. You come with your parents, you get to play some games. Usually it's red light, green light, go fish, whatever we can think of that would make the kids have fun. And on top of all that, we're offering something special this spring break for our 6 to 12-year-olds, and that's our Outdoor Adventurers Camp out at camp. It is 9 a.m. to noon, Monday through Thursday, from March 25th to March 28th. And that's a great opportunity for kids to just see the camp, find out if they like it. Kind of leads me into what we've got going on this summer. But it's designed to just have fun for 3 hours and give the parents a little break in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a win-win for everybody out
exactly.
That way. That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about camp, and we'll come back to you with sports.
Sure.
With summer camp, I mean, this winter has been so weird. It hasn't felt like we've even had a winter. So it might be a little weird to think of spring or think of summer camp. But now's a great time to enroll. Membership is open right now, correct?
Right. Registration opened.
Registration, sorry. Yeah.
Correct. Registration opened on March 1st, and we are currently doing our early bird registration. So you get $10 off your registration per week if you sign up within the month of March, similar to Carly's membership promotion. It's our way of trying to find out where our numbers are, give people a little bit of a break this time of the year, and try to boost our numbers so we've got a good-looking registration for the entire summer.
Yeah. There's not many parents out there these days that don't want their kids to have a little more nature in their diet, you know, and get out a little bit more. I'm not one of those people that think that worries about that stuff overly. I deal with a lot of kids, a lot of younger people, and they seem to have a pretty good balance of the tablet and outside and a lot of that. But to, you know, squash some of those nerves or even just to, for the fun of it, it seems summer camp is becoming more and more popular and kind of having a resurgence from previous enrollment numbers that we've seen. And that I want to encourage people to ask more about this and find out more about the camp and get their kids involved in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the reasons I think we're going to see a spike is we're trying to change things up a little bit. We are going to offer more opportunities for the kids, whether that be for all kids, I guess I should say, because we're going to offer crafts, fishing, sports, just about everything every single day. We're not going to try and stick to one theme or opportunity that the kids may or may not like. If your child is sitting at home and reading, why not come to camp and read with 15 friends in a hammock and just enjoy the outdoors? One of the big focuses this summer is going to be outdoor education. And that doesn't mean we're going to sit down like we're in a classroom setting. More so, we are going to give them opportunities to learn about nature, to learn about what we're doing and why we're doing it.
It's an opportunity that you don't have everywhere. We're very fortunate to have right here and have a camp like that. It's a beautiful area. That alone is going to get people in, let alone all these other things that you mentioned there that kids can enjoy and take and learn from. It's a great opportunity. As far as the youth sports, I want to come back to that with you for a second, Baxter. Being a transplant coming to town here, one of the first things I noticed, there's a lot of soccer fields. There's a lot of soccer love around here. That's certainly a love of the game and sport and everything. But it's also one of the things that where I know even for me, where I was growing up, and my dad, hockey player, boxer, one of the first things he's like, well, you got to get into soccer. I'm like, well, soccer, that's the opposite of the things you do, Dad, and stuff. He says, no, it's not. Soccer encompasses so many different things as far as sports go and I would say relationship wise as far as kids learning how to work together and being a good teammate and some of those things. But it's also such a great exercise too, that you're constantly moving. There's a lot of positives of getting your kid enrolled in soccer, even if they don't necessarily have a sports interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we noticed that our soccer numbers are the highest generally, but it gives them an opportunity to learn motor skills, to learn how to stop and start and use their legs productively. What we try to do is not so much teach them the whole game. What we want to do is teach them the basic skills. We want them to be able to go and play for the Rapids Kickers or any of the surrounding areas during the summer, to just be better, to enjoy it, to not have to learn the game even as a fifth grader or so. We'd rather have them come to us, learn some of those skills, go play for a team, and just love the game for the game, not hate the game because you couldn't figure out how to play it.
Yeah. Well said, yeah. I will say, too, as a side note, we got the World Cup coming by here pretty soon in a couple of years and everything. Not a bad idea to get the kids into soccer and learning it a little bit more. That sport is only growing more and more in this country and in North America in general. That part is a nice little added bonus to it. But everything you mentioned there about this, it makes me not only encouraged for this, but to encourage others to want to do this, especially when it comes to those motor skills and some of those things you mentioned. Some of these kids may not be the next Pele or Mia Hamm or whatever, but they're going to go on and do things in life that those skill sets are going to be applied to, that they're going to use them with, no matter what field or what they do in their lives. They're going to be able to apply those things to it. Sports has a lot more to it than wins and losses. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a cool part of this, I imagine.
Well, that's a huge part, and it's affordable, which is the biggest draw. We love that we can offer affordable programs. Everything we do, we try to make it affordable for our families, for the local community. But yes, they may not go on to play professional soccer, but the best athletes in the world are multi-sport athletes, and even if soccer's not their game, they're going to find something that they love. We haven't adopted it yet, but even esports, it's coming around, and it's very popular, and there's a future.
Yeah.
It's good to get your foot in the door with some youth sports.
I come back to this. I appreciate that the Y looks at things that way. That it's not just about, well, what do I like? What am I interested in? I'm going to teach that, or I'm going to focus on that. No, you guys are constantly looking at what the community does, what the world is looking at. And well, I completely hear you on the esports thing. Mm-hmm. I've got nephews and godsons that love sitting there and watching other people play video games or playing video games. And I was a gamer growing up and everything, but I didn't quite understand the idea of just sitting there and watching other people play games. And then I go and sit and watch football for 10 hours, right, watching other people play a sport. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get it now. I get a little bit of it. I get that I don't get it, and I get that why people would do that. It is something to think of and keep in mind. And I also think to adults out there, it's something to not be so quick to squash. Mm-hmm. That they may know something or may be getting something out of this that you don't understand or you don't get as an adult. I know that's happened to me sometimes. So like I gave an example of right there. That's great to hear. Whether it happens or not, it's just great to hear you guys are thinking of those things. I do want to come back to pickleball, too, because as we're talking about popular sports, that one just keeps rising. Every time we get together, man, it seems like it's more and more popular.
It is. I was going to mention, I was listening to the morning show last week, and I don't remember who your guest was, but all they could talk about was pickleball at the Y. Yeah. And I thought, wow, free promotion. but realistically, it's true. We have an incredible amount of people who come to play every single week, adults and kids. Usually we start putting up the nets about 10 a.m. and we don't take them down till 1 because we are packed the entire time. And it's a great way to get into the sport, because once we get outside, you're usually hoping someone shows up instead of knowing there's going to be a huge community ready to play, and they're willing to teach, which is a great part.
Yeah, and to that latter part, Baxter, when it comes to people that have been hearing about pickleball or they've been curious about it, I think it'd be fun to kind of just touch on a little bit of what pickleball is. We don't have to get into all the nuts and bolts of it if you don't mind just touching on it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great, because there's a rise of people interested in the sport but may not understand what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to give you something weird, James, but if you shrunk down to the size of a 15-pound dog and stood onto a ping pong table, that's essentially what pickleball is.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's the best description I've ever heard of.
You have to think
anything.
About it that way. It's kind of like tennis, but you're not trying to hit the ball as hard as you can. It's more like ping pong, where you want to be strategic about what you're doing, get the people moving. It's certainly more fun as a team game, so as two on two, but it can be played one on one. It's a lot more running, maybe not as fun, depends who you are. But yeah, if you could imagine, or putting a toddler on a ping pong table, that's what it would be like. So it's a fun game. Everybody can play it. I go out there and I'll compete against our members and guests, and they could range anywhere from 16 to 85, and I'll still get my butt kicked. So it's for everyone, and it's an active game, but you don't have to worry about getting injured every time you play.
Yeah. Just forgive me. Excuse me for one second, guys. I got to reach out to Funkin' Wagnalls and Webster's Dictionary and make sure that they get that description of pickleball in there, because that is the best you're ever going to hear.
Yes.
That is awesome. That was a great job by you. In all seriousness, too, it's great to hear of sports that are bringing young and older people together. I love that. Mm-hmm. And I love any sport that in whatever age you are, especially if you were getting up there in age and maybe you can't pick up a basketball like you used to or go out and run like you used to or something, where you still have an opportunity to get some of that exercise in and have some fun at the same time. Mm-hmm. Pickleball's good. I can't see this sport dipping down in popularity. I think it's only going to rise, and if not stay at where it is.
It's the fastest growing sport in America.
Yeah. You got guys like LeBron James and stuff buying pickleball teams. Mm-hmm. And everything. It's only going to get more popular. I'm curious to see if it ends up in the Olympics, as a side note.
I'm
curious
sure it
to see.
Will.
Yeah.
The level of competition is continuously rising. So, and I'm basically regurgitating what our CEO tells me every day.
Yes.
Matt is very interested and very involved in the pickleball community, but
to the point he has all of us directors out there every Wednesday trying to learn it.
We're out there trying to learn how to play, trying to get better as a team, and it brings a lot of laughs. But the sport itself. The pro level is continuously getting better. Unlike some of these sports where, I'm a big hockey fan, and they can't reinvent the wheel every single year.
Yeah.
Whereas pickleball is still growing to the point where you're going to see A completely different game in 10 years.
Yeah, that's a great point, man. I hadn't even thought about that. Mm-hmm. I've been watching hockey my whole life, and you're right. It doesn't, I mean, some things with a little bit of puck play, but nothing really right. That different.
Yeah, the skill changes, but the game doesn't.
No, that's a really cool point to think of with this sport and being involved in that, these stages, to be able to kind of see that kind of growth of it and everything. Very interesting. Thank you, Baxter. Carly, I want to talk a little bit about this because I've been dying to talk about this. Mm-hmm. The Easter Egg Swim. We tell the people what this is and when it is.
Yeah, so the Easter Egg Swim, as a lot of family knows, the Easter Bunny is sneaky.
Yeah.
And he or she comes to the Y often and hides things. Mm. So this year we have communicated with the Easter Bunny, and he is a swimmer, and he is dropping eggs in our recreational pool. So on Saturday, March 30th, we are doing three different Easter egg hunts in our pool, three different 45-minute time periods that you could sign up for. The cost for members is $5, and non-members is $9, and registration will close as of March 29th.
Okay. Do you need a swimsuit for this? Do you need?
Yes, I would recommend a swimsuit. You are going to be in the water. You never know what that bunny is going to put in these eggs. Some could be at the bottom. Some could be floating. Different prizes could be at the end of it, depending on how many you get. But this is for all ages up. I should say all ages till 16. Oh. But if they're
I was so excited for a second there.
Under 8 years old, though, if they're little ones, an adult would have to be in the water, but they would not have to register for the event.
I want to send a special shout out to you guys of being able to work with the Easter Bunny. Pam and I have been trying to get the Easter Bunny on Midday Magazine for years. No luck. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Couldn't get Santa. So
nice. Nicely done. Yeah,
connection has got us this far.
Good. Well done. it's a fun idea. Do you know how this came about? How this idea came? Because I've never heard of anything like this.
No, I've never heard about it, but some other local wives kind of presented it, from my understanding, in the aqua department. So I don't know, they all must have a really close connection, and we're gonna get pretty hard with these Easter eggs this year.
So which means we're gonna need a lot of kids, a lot of parents, mm-hmm. to be able to help get all these Easter eggs out of the pool and all that. I mean,
absolutely. Otherwise, Baxter's gonna have to do it.
And I mean, he's got a lot else the other things to do.
I'm still willing to get in the pool.
Yeah, he's still willing. It's good of you. He's a team player. This is gonna be fun, and it's a different approach to the Easter egg hunt, mm-hmm. which is really fun for kids. Whether a kid is 3 or they're 13, they've been doing this maybe a bit and everything. It changes it up a little.
Yep.
While also keeping the tradition still alive and having fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And gets kids in the pool. Getting kids more and using that pool a little bit more over at the Y, not a bad thing.
No. And again, if you're a non-member, please come and check it out. See what the Y is all about. And like you said, James, this will get you in the pool. And getting you in the building is our big goal here.
It's I should warn the audience, if you haven't been to the Y, once you get in that building, you're not going to want to leave. It's amazing facility. It's got so many wonderful features to it, and something for everybody. I think that's a really good note, Carly, too, about this event, with this Easter egg swim, if you will, because if it's open to everybody, and maybe you are been on the fence, or you've been driving past the Y and you've been thinking, I got to stop by there. I got it. I got to do that. And it's been a couple of years since the new building's been open, and you're still saying that. Mm-hmm. Here's an opportunity for you to get in there and actually find out what there is, what we're talking about here today. Mm-hmm. And every time the Y joins us that we get to talk about. Are there any other notes about this? You mentioned the registration. How can people register for the event?
You can register online. You can call into the Y, or you can stop in to register as well.
Excellent. Do want to also make sure to mention, what were the dates for that again? I'm sorry.
It is on Saturday, March 30th, from 10 to 1, but there's three different time frames that they can do.
And how long do they have to register for?
Until the 29th of March.
Thank you, Carly. Appreciate that. We also want to remind the audience and people out there that the Y is always looking for good volunteers. Yep. We can always use an extra set of hands around there. It's another great opportunity to check out the Y and find out more about that. If people want to have follow-up questions about some of what we talked about today, or they are interested in volunteering or any other great features at the Y, where should we direct them?
Either to our website, which is swcymca.org. You could call in at 715-818-9622, or you can stop in 601 West Grand Avenue.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Yes, very well done. Both of you, great, great half an hour here. Thank you so much for the time and everything you put into our community. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Be sure to follow The Y on social media as well. It's a great follow. And again, that website, swcymca.org, swcymca.org. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR. We are Locally Grown Radio.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on Air.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, Locally Grown Radio.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and sports reporters Jimmy Cuska and Mike Clemens. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.